don't even show love no more. A nation against nation, a brother against his own brother. AI. And just as we keep on fighting, and women and children starving, and the youths them crying, and even people and dying. Let's forget about our differences and come together, live in peace, holding in unity.
Hello and welcome to another edition of the program Rule of Law. The Rule of Law is sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. And my name is Uriah Stogard and I'm your host. Today on the program, we hope to be looking at a just ended a five-day workshop for county attorneys held in San Nicola, Nima County. As a matter of fact, it's a quarterly county attorney meeting sponsored by Carter Center, of course, in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. And another batch of that workshop was just held over the weekend in San Nicola, Nima County. So we will be looking at the significance of this quarterly workshop. What does the Governor of Liberia and the Carter Center hope to achieve? What impact is this quarterly training workshop expected to have on the rule of law in Liberia? To discuss this, we have in studio Mr. John Hummel. He's the director of the Carter Center. We also have the county attorney of Mai Gibi, Attorney Frank Oberle. I want to welcome you to the rule of law.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Uriah. It's great to be here.
Okay, so we will be discussing this workshop. It's a quarterly workshop. It's sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. The workshop was just held in San Nicola, Nima County over the weekend. It's a five-day workshop. So we'll be discussing the significance of this quarterly workshop. What does the Governor of Liberia and the Carter Center hope to achieve? What impact is this quarterly training workshop expected to have on the rule of law in Liberia? As you can join us and discuss with us on this program. If you want to do so, you can call us later on at 05-764-246. That's 05-764-246, and make your contribution, or you have a specific concern. Our studio guests are here and they will be available to address those concerns. We also expect Anthony Vark. He's from the American Bar Association and he's supposed to be here with us in studio. He will be here shortly, but in the meantime we'll be going ahead with our program, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
Tell me why we kill each other when we're supposed to live together, hold and love one another. Oh yes, because we are all brothers. Oh Lord, please save Mama Africa from the hands of the wicked ones. Oh Lord, please save our continent from the hands of the wicked ones. See, we walking every day without no pay, living in poverty day to day. Oh Lord, I beg you, please show us the way, cause here we are, we just they die from AIDS.
Welcome back to the program. Again, the program is Rule of Law and the program is sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice, and today we are discussing the quarterly workshop for county attorneys sponsored by Carter Center and of course in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. And another workshop was just held over the weekend in San Nicola, Nima County, bringing together county attorneys from across Liberia, and we hope to be discussing the significance of this quarterly workshop. What does the Government of Liberia and the Carter Center hope to achieve, and what impact is this quarterly training workshop expected to have on the rule of law in Liberia? And like I told you, we have in studio the director of the Carter Center, Mr. John Hummel. We also have the county attorney of Mai Gibi County, Attorney Frank Oberle, in studio. Mr. Hummel, let's begin with you. This quarterly meeting of county attorneys has been going on for quite a while now. What is the significance of this this quarterly meeting?
Well, you're correct. The meeting has been going on for quite a while. It's gone on for seven meetings now. And this actually was the first meeting I've had the opportunity to go to. I'm the new director of the Carter Center. And I was struck when I went to this meeting by one thing. I knew I would go there and I would see county attorneys studying hard to learn, to improve their skills, but I thought they would all be focusing on what can we do to make sure that everyone who comes in front of us, we can convict them and find them guilty and send them away. Now, certainly they were trying to learn skills to learn how to, you know, have guilty people be found guilty. But they also talked about justice, that there's some cases that shouldn't be prosecuted. You know, I heard a few of them, like, discuss cases and say, well, you shouldn't prosecute that person. You know, that case isn't too strong. So what I saw was county attorneys, you know, discussing justice, fairness, the rule of law, equity. And I was really struck by that. You know, there's a stereotype in the United States sometimes that prosecutors are just out to send everyone away. That's probably not true in the United States. Some are, but most are fair. But it's sure not true among this group of county attorneys. They were just as concerned about making sure the wrong person wasn't prosecuted as they were concerned about making sure the right person went to jail. So I was really struck by that. That impressed me.
So does that fall in line with your objective? Because ordinary people out there who say, well, we want people put behind bars. Yeah. We want people put behind bars. People who commit crimes should be put behind bars. But if these county attorneys are concerned about the rights of people who allege they commit a crime, yeah, is it part of your objective as well to ensure that they go into this trial with open minds and ensure that there is justice?
Well, you must keep this in mind. It's not the Carter Center's goal. The Carter Center was invited here by the Ministry of Justice. Ministry of Justice said, Carter Center, could you help us? Because we care, we Liberians, we the Ministry of Justice care about the rule of law and justice. So the Carter Center is just doing our part to deliver the message of the President and the Minister of Justice and the Solicitor General. And those three, Minister of Justice, President, and Solicitor General, care about the rule of law and fairness and making sure only the right people are executed and innocent people aren't. So it's not the Carter Center's goal. Our goal is to help those three, you know, find Liberians with their goal. And that's what we do.
Okay, let's bring in Attorney Oberle. You were at the workshop in Sanikule. Tell us a little bit about your own feeling about the workshop, the importance or significance of the workshop.
By way of correction, okay, I'm considered a law.
Okay, I'm sorry.
C.S. Oberle Jr., county attorney. All right. And we have had many workshops, but this one has given us a new momentum. We were very impressed with the entire workshop sponsored by ALEC in conjunction with PAE, then the Carter Center, ABA. I mean, we're very thrilled in acquiring much knowledge and new dynamism for prosecutorial activities in the court. And we gain new experiences, especially for direct examination. We have been told that the narration of witnesses seem to be the old school. Now the new school is that we must have control over our witnesses by direct examination and contain them to what we want them to bring forth. All right, when the question of asking the witness to tell the judge, the court, and the jury all that he or she knows within his or her certain knowledge, you know, they will go overboard, they will go in the extremes. So the new dimension now is to contain them as to what we want them to say. and not to have them say that which they know in a certain knowledge. All right, and that is very, very helpful. And in my own view, it creates the speed, all right, of free and fair adjudication of cases. You see, because if we still maintain the old way of direction of our witnesses, you know, it gets wrong to many, many questions, the answer. All right, I think we have gained a whole lot, and we thank those who have brought these new ideas to us.
Okay, you said earlier that this these workshops, because I'm sure you've attended more than just this going workshop, that this workshop kind of energize you. They give you a new momentum to move on and to ensure that justice is done. Is it, because I believe you've been in this this thing for quite a while now, is it unprecedented, and should it be appreciated?
Well, indeed, you know, learning is not an event, it's a process, all right? And every day in one's life, we learn. And we are grateful for our facilitators who have come, you know, to give us new ideas. And the reason is that cases have been on the docket for years, all right? And because of the old time of doing things, you know, for instance, a man on the witness stand will take almost the whole day to see what he or she knows about a particular case. And I had an experience in the federal term of court, all right, where we had an aggravated assault case, and the victim of this particular assault, you know, was given the opportunity to say all that he knew with his certain knowledge, and it was very boring. You know, it took up the entire day almost. You know, everybody was weary and so forth. So this new achievement, you know, we appreciate it highly. All right, the five W's and the five W's, you know, it's very, very helpful. You know, so we'll have our witnesses continue as to what we expect them to see, instead of just going and saying things, you know, without any calculative approach. You know, some things are meaningful and some things are meaningless. You know, and put all this in the same part, you know, it becomes so boring, you know, and weary. So we have achieved a lot, and I think it has taken a new turn. And I hope that this term of court, when we should go to court, all right. And in fact, I told the judge this morning that we have a new approach. And in my opening statement, during the opening of court, I will make everybody understand, let's go to a new dimension. All right, you know, every day is a changing life. You know, we're all small before, we're all mature now, and we're getting older and older. So it's not one way all of the time.
Okay.
All right, not one way all of the time. So we appreciate this new change.
Okay.
And we'll make sure that we implement it.
Okay, let's, I hope that sometime in this program you can give us a gist of what that new dimension is going to be like. But let's talk with Mr. Hummel a little bit. Mr. Hummel, I believe the Carter Center has gotten involved in this campaign for the rule of law for a purpose. You have set goals on mind that you hope to achieve. But let's narrow this discussion down to these quarterly meetings of county attorneys. What, in the view of Carter Center, is the significance of this gathering of county attorneys?
Well, the main significance is that all the county attorneys are there. We're not focusing on one county. We're focusing on all the counties. There needs to be justice throughout Liberia, not just in the big counties, but everywhere. And these gatherings bring together county attorneys from all across Liberia. And what we see is I think what you would see if you brought people from any profession together. The skills are varied. Some attorneys at the meetings are fabulous and could probably be doing some of the lectures themselves. Others, you know, need some improvement, but it's not a competition. You don't see the really good trial attorneys looking down at the people who aren't so good. Everyone's working together. The good ones pull the others up, and everyone works together. It was really pleasantly surprising to me to see the teamwork, the togetherness that these attorneys had. They were all there for one purpose, to learn from one another, to learn from the facilitators, to leave that conference better than when they came. So they go back to their counties and assure that justice occurs. And that's what our goal is, and everyone there had that same goal.
So can we highlight a little bit some of the things that were discussed at that meeting, some of the important things that were taught there?
Well, you heard Councillor Obele discuss a new method of questioning witnesses that was introduced. The Solicitor General, first discussed the issue, and he related that the judges of Liberia had discussed this new method in their recent training. The judges were recently trained, and the judges have decided, with the Solicitor General's input, that there's going to be a new way of questioning witnesses. As Councillor Obele said, the way it's been done for a long, long time, forever, in Liberia is an attorney would ask the witness one question. They'd say, "Tell me what you know about this case." And the witness would talk for hours, maybe a full day. And half of what the witness said might have really not been important. And so you've wasted half a day with unimportant stuff. And with busy court dockets and schedules and delayed cases in Liberia, the justice delayed is justice denied sometimes. So if you could just ask pointed questions like, "Madam Witness, were you at the house at 12 noon?" She would say yes. "Did you see people in the street?" "Yes." "What did you see?" "Who did you see?" "How were you standing when you saw it?" "What did they do next?" By asking questions like that, you get the answers that the judge wants to hear, the prosecutor wants to hear, the defense attorney wants to hear, and everyone in the courtroom wants to hear. And you don't get the answers that you don't want to hear, that just waste time. And so that was the main focus of the conference, teaching about this new way of questioning witnesses.
Okay. The program is The Rule of Law, sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. Our studio guests are Mr. John Hummel, Director of Carter Center in Liberia, and the County Attorney of Margibi County, Councillor Frank Obele, and together we are discussing the just ended 5-day workshop held in Sanikolo-Nima County. And by way of information, it's a quarterly meeting of county attorneys sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice and other partners to ensure that the rule of law is enhanced in Liberia. If you would like to participate on the program, you can now call us at 0576424605764246. If you have any particular concern or contribution to make, you can make your call, and our studio guests are here and they will address those concerns. How many county attorneys are we talking about here that we gather in Sanikolo?
Oh, goodness. I should have had that number before I came. Approximately, I think, about 24. How much?
15.
Oh, I thought there was 24. Okay, we've had, the numbers vary every conference due to road conditions and schedules of the attorneys, but there's usually between 15 and 20, because some counties bring more than one attorney. They have an assistant attorney, perhaps, but a counselor tells me there was 15 this time, so, okay.
Councilor Oberle, this new dimension that this workshop has brought to not only you but all of the county attorneys this new method of questioning witnesses to get exactly what you want out of them. How important are these kind of techniques in making sure that cases are speedily dealt with and that you get exactly what you want out of a trial?
Well, I believe that free and fair and speedy trial will take its course this term of court. We have never ever experienced this new trend. We have now been schooled to understand the new trend, and we can foresee that will be very, very helpful and speedy. All right? For instance, the question of telling all that you know when you have certain knowledge will just downplay the case and maybe entrap the witness. You see, so when we have the control over the witness testimony, and now, before we go to court, as and prosecuting attorneys, the witnesses will be brought before us, all right? And we will ask them to explain, and then we will nurture them to make them to understand the way to go, because any prosecutor attorney that does not examine his witness, all right, will be in big trouble, because by examining the witness, you will have the prior knowledge of what the witness will say, and then what you would inform the witness about, you know, in the line of the questions, all right? What's your name? What's your occupation? Where do you live? Where were you at 10 o'clock on a certain day? Why were you there at the time? No. What did you do? What was next? You know, it narrowed down the overwhelming expressions that may be taking place in the old time of questioning. Now, it will shutting the direct examiner, you know, as to what he or she feels must be the essence of this particular case or matter, all right? Because as prosecutors, we have to prove our cases, and we know what we want, all right? And then we'll go for it. Now, on the contrary, we're also schooled about cross-examination.
Okay.
All right? And the cross-examination is meant to give a yes or no answer. All right? So we're not going to have the old time way of doing it, where the witness on the cross will explain lengthily. No. We say, okay, we just want to know, I mean, you know, as far as the cross is, yes or no. All right? You are Toga, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Were you not at home at 10 o'clock on Thursday night? Isn't it? This yes or no question here is based upon the fact that it lessens the cross-examinal exploration. And again, we're told that it's not important to ask on the cross, all right, unless you know the answer. If you don't know the answer, don't ask, because it may spoil your case.
Okay, but let me ask you one question. There is one thing most people you talk to on court matters will tell you, if I mean Well, I'm just tired carrying my case to the court, because you carry your case to the court, I mean, it gets buried. I mean, a case that you expect to be handled in a month or two's time, I mean, drags on to a year and so forth. And as a result, I don't want to carry a case to court. I mean, whatever I can do, I will just do it and help myself and things like that. I mean, are these quarterly meetings in any way helping to ensure that cases that come to the courts are dealt with as speedily as possible?
Yes, indeed. You see, legal matters are far-fetched than the layman view, all right? I always say to those that deal with, the way you get sick is not the way you get well, all right? Now, there are cases that are billable and there are cases that are non-billable. Now, if it's a billable offense, the man finally is born, he gets out the next meeting. When you see the man out, you say, oh, justice is denied. No. Billable offenses are the rights of the defendants. All right? Now, people are not patiently minded. They want quick reaction. It's not the way the court goes. For instance, if there are cases on the docket before your case, obviously your case will be delayed. All right? That is not the knowledge of the victim or the one who will come and say, look, I want my case to be speedily carried out. Now, there are cases that are on the docket, and it goes based on the timing, all right? If your case come in before John Brown's case, John Brown will be delayed. It doesn't mean that the justice is denied, all right? So I plead to the public that they should be what patient-minded.
But what is actually behind some of these delays? I spoke to the county attorney of Grand Bassa. I was there, and it varies. Some will say it can be blame on the complainant themselves. They bring the cases and they fail to follow up on those cases.
Yes.
They fail to come. So what are some of the reasons behind these delays of cases?
Well, as my colleague in Grand Bassa, I've just laid down to you, complainants want quick reaction, and is that always in that case? All right, now, you brought in a case today, and you expect the case to be heard this time of court. Because next Monday is the opening of court. It's not possible. It's not possible. Especially once it is an indictable case, all right? You have to go before the grand jury. And it is time consuming, all right? And most of the complainant only wants to see that John Brown goes to jail, all right? Say, I put the man in jail, all right? And keeps away from pursuing his or her case, all right? So the problem too comes from the complainant, all right? But over and again, I have informed my clerk that whenever a case is brought before us, you should put a date, get the particulars of the victim, you know, so that we can call the victim when the victim feels disinterested to come immediately, you know. It happens last year where we had to compel the victim to come, all right, because of the victim disinterested mood, all right? And it was a rape matter, all right? The late Judge Mooning had to subpoena, the witness, the victim, to come, and still they were disinterested, all right? So, the criminal justice system, which we all I've been trying to uphold, all right? It emanates from the police, all right, to the court and to the correctional center. But it comes from the police, it goes to the magistrate court, and from there to us. When it comes to us, we take the particulars of the victim and so forth, where they live and what have you, the telephone numbers, and we get in contact with them. But some of them are just stubborn, all right? They are disinterested, see? So we need to inform them, and mind you, one important thing is that indictments and all of those pleadings and so forth, they are all free. They are free. No money should be attached to it.
No cost.
No cost. All right? Maybe based on other people way of doing things, maybe poor refrain from going to court because of the charges. But in my jurisdiction, it's free. It's free and free and free. All right? And we've been told even at the workshop not to engage ourselves into the handouts.
Okay.
I mean, I'm very, very concerned about this.
Okay.
All right.
I was definitely going to come to that, but he's Councillor Frank Oberle, the county attorney of Mai Gibi, and he's in studio with Mr. John Hummel, the director of Carter Center here in Liberia. Together we are discussing the quarterly workshop that brings together county attorneys from around Liberia today to empower them intellectually to ensure that justice is the order of the day in our courts. If you want to participate in the program, 0576424605-764-246 is the number you can call and place in your concern, your question, or whatever it is, and our studio guests will address it. We still expect Anthony Vark of the American Bar Association to join us, and he will be telling us his contribution to this quarterly workshop. Mr. Hummel, this workshop brings together county attorneys from different parts of Liberia. And I'm sure it creates an environment where you get to hear varying concerns and varying experiences. I have been in close talk with all of the county attorneys through these programs, and they seem to have different problems. What you're doing, I believe, is capacity building. In this case,
the criminal system. So we talk, the Carter Center talks to people in their communities about how they can resolve disputes among themselves. For thousands of years, before there are any laws or judges or courts, people resolve disputes. If you had a dispute with your neighbor, how did you resolve it without a court or a judge or a law book? You talked to your neighbor. You talked and you worked it out. So the Carter Center goes around Liberia trying to help people figure out ways to settle their disputes without going to court. And that's for the minor stuff. My goodness, if it's a murder, rape, robbery, burglary, you have to go to court for that. But a simple thing about, maybe you think a neighbor took your chicken, you talk to them, hey, did you take my chicken? Oh, yeah, I did, I'm sorry, here, I give it back, I'm sorry, please forgive me, forgive that. Of course, that's a crime. If you want to go to court, you do that, but not every little thing do you need to run to the court for. So the Carter Center talks to people about learning how to talk to your neighbor about your problems. So by doing that, hopefully we can do our small part to lower the caseloads on the docket in courts. You can only speed up a case so much by this better questioning. You know, by questioning more directly, the cases will go quicker. But if you have hundreds of cases, it's still going to be slow. So eventually, when the Liberian government, you know, gets more money, they'll be able to have more judges, more attorneys, bigger courtrooms, more police. That'll all speed up cases. But for right now, if we can keep the caseloads down and move the cases we have through the system quicker by this new mode of questioning, that's what we can do to help move these cases.
The voice of John Hammer, the director of the Carter Center in Liberia, here also in studio is the county attorney of Mai Gibi, Councillor Frank Oberle, and we are discussing the quarterly meeting of county attorneys sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice and other partners. And the program is County Attorney Half Hour here on Lux FM 106.6. The program is sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. And of course, today we will be bringing you a special feature of the program that we hope will be a regular feature of the program. Our man Izzah Dean will be here, and he's going to be doing his part of the program very shortly. But before we get to him, let's get back to Councillor Oberle. We still have a little bit of time. Councillor Oberle, you are overseeing this murder trial that rocked this country. I mean, so sadly in recent time. I'm making specific reference to the Magibi killing. Do you care to give us any short detail about the current state of that trial as we speak?
Well, this particular episode was brought before the Magistrate Court of Magibi, especially the Kakatan Magistrate Court. And while the defense counsel asked for preliminary examination, and it was granted. And during the preliminary examination, it is only the state that is clothed with the authority to bring in witnesses, because the state has accused the alleged defendants for the commission of the crime of murder. So when the state accuses someone, the state is under obligation to prove her case. And under the magistrate level, it's only probable cause that is very essential. And we as prosecutors of the state felt that we have had enough probable causes. All right, we brought in 5 witnesses, and they were corroborated statements, and we moved the 10 jury circuit court, you know, to organize a 50-man split jury, grand jury, and that was granted. And that's under our law. There's no foul play, and those alleged defendants have been indicted. All right, and based on this indictment, an assignment will be made when the opening of court comes into being, and we'll go to, because that lawyer filed in certain motions, and motions will be heard first before going into the nitty-gritty of the case. And so far, we have decided, you know, by way of our own understanding of the law, that the case being so sensitive will not be heard in Magibi County.
Where will it be?
Well, it will be the determination of the judge, all right, that the case be transferred by change of venue to another county.
But we do not know yet where.
Yes, exactly so.
Could it be Grand Bass or where they
well,
have to place?
Well, I mean, you know, our style in the Bureau is that we don't wait for the maturity of issues. We prematurely just explore things, you know, and people will, by assumption, just get up and say, oh, the case is going the way and going that way. But the court has not decided it yet. All right, and we are praying that when the court should commence next week, Monday, by Tuesday, we organize the jury, you know, and then go through the argument on the motions, and then, of course, we decide later on. But it is in the discretion of the judge, all right, that is squarely before the judge, all right? So, people who have taken things out of proportion, you know, as I said before, you know, legal mind and that layman thinking, all right? You see, sympathy is not in law, sentiment is not in law, you know, emotions is not in law. Law is just a law.
And so in this case, surely there is no room for sympathy. Whoever, I mean, it doesn't matter who you are, how big you are, if you are guilty, you are guilty. You can show that.
But, I mean, this Liberia, as we all know, is a country of law, not of men, all right? And justice has to be free. And I mind you, as prosecutors, we do not prosecute. We prosecute. We do not look at whether or not this man must be convicted. We're looking at justice being done. I mean, that's the whole essence here.
Okay. That's the whole essence here. Councilor Frank Oberle, the county attorney of Margibi, we take a pause and join our man Izzadin for our the special feature of the rule of law. At the end of the special feature, of course, our studio guests will be back to make their closing comments. Izzadin, it's all yours.
Thank you. And he wants to say thank you to the Gata Center for the program and all the people who that enter in the radio. He tried to make that on you to understand the reason you want to make the police and your friend. And because the police, he's not dog, he's not cat, no rush. The blue he bought, you already talk, you say the country, he law, he not in man. You who you have plenty cars, you have that big horse, that not what the police you want. So the reason he come to explain to the people who are listening in the program, and they need that there's something you need to work in the police. How you want to work in the police? That the question for you outside and who he inside here. How you want to work in the police? The way you want to work in the police, you give the police that chance, he do his job. More in the time you hear the people, you pass in the road. When the two car, he make the, you know, the hit each other. One man, he come and say, oh, John, he wrong. Peter, he wrong. That your job? No. That not your job. The man who he wear the blue, that your friend. Before you make the investigation and the case, more in time that people say that the police is wrong, hey, police take bribe. Who take bribe? Who he take bribe? That you take bribe. When somebody you do something, you go in the good. You make the rape. More in time they say, make the settlement in the house. He not working. He not working. The advice is the people in the country to work in the police, respect the police. When something you happen, let the police you know. That's how you can work in the police. See the police in your friend. You go to the temple in the justice here. They say justice in all the men. So the definition for me, Farouk Izzadin, my brother, being woman in man, justice for all. You come from British, you come from England, you come from Russia, the France, the German, the America. That law is for everybody. But you want to try to make the respect in the police. How the police can work for you? The ducks you pay. Who pay the police? Who? My tax. The tax he pay, the tax the government he collect, he pay the police. So the police is for you. He want tell you, you want see the police and your friend, badness. That's a badness in progress. And the badness? That you partner, that my partner, everybody his partner. So that's the reason. So that the only way we can make the, to fight the crime and both the police, my brother, you, the police, see the police in your friend. But that the mind, the people already, I think they have the set mind, that the dog and you, the dog is not like bad thing. You know, he say the dog is coming to, he bark. You are afraid, the dog is afraid. So who's supposed to be afraid? Nobody he be afraid. Tell the police the truth. And the other one here, And when somebody you do good job, when the police you do good job, in the circumstance you see the police you work. Try to understand. Hey, I go to your house, you give me bread, he will eat. That bread you have to offer. Huh? That bread you have. You don't have more in bread. If the water you drink, you drink. So the one the police he have, the one he work in you. Every time you hear, oh, the police, oh, the police, oh, the, oh. One day you buy coffee in the police, coffee to drink. Before you care for the police. That's a corruption. He's not corruption. If you see the police, if not have the support, no money for the police, they leave the children in the house. They leave the wife in the house, the family in the house, that go to work in the night. He's raining. Huh? The way you can work with the police, try, you call. They're not corruption. For me, Asadin, Farouk. Huh? All the people listen. They're not corruption, that one. You tell the police, oh, we have box for you, coffee, sugar. Huh? They're not corruption. We have the 100 gallon in the petroleum gas. They're not corruption, that one. They help the police. That the way you can help the police. But we cry too much, the police, this, the police corrupt. Who make the police corrupt? You go in the saru, you make the phone. Somebody will steal somebody's phone. You know ask where the man he take the phone? Huh? When he take the battery, he break the car, the glass in the car, you buy. You say the police is corrupt. How the police corrupt? The you and me, we make the police corrupt. Because they used, you know, the corruption and the bribery. Somebody do something to you, you know, then Isadin Farouk, he not try to move himself. All the people, all, everybody here responsible for what happened in the country and the police. Bribe. Oh, you know, let's talk that thing in the side, and we'll do something small, and you know, you forget the gifts. No. The Lord, he not talk that one. The Lord, he gave you the right. You want go in the court. And the court, you want set the case. You wrong? Okay. You right? And that the law? Huh? That the law. So he sent the police, he tried. He sent the police, he tried. The other one, my brother. The people that throw interest, I swear. Sometimes he said he thing, he said that's a ham robbing. I know that what the big say, that's a ham robbing. Ham robbing he come. In the community, the ham robber he there. Before you expose the criminal in the community, how you are exposed? Somebody he living in the house. The man he sleep the whole day, in the evening he sleep. 8 o'clock, he already going to work. What the man he working? In his room, he have the video, the car. He not have business. The man he not do business. What the job the man he do? The man he dress. He have all the guests. You ever try to investigate? Try to make your own investigation? He's intelligent in the man. What the man he take the money? How he not take the money? Who he give him the money? Huh? That the way you have the police. You make your own investigation. When you try to do the one in the community, in the place you stay, then the hand robbing is coming to stop. So all the people in the community, in the country, we try to help the police. We command the police. How somebody who coming to work, you not have that the current. In the morning 3 hours, in the night 3 hours. How you want to work? So the police, he try. The way he say, he make the congratulation and he give the word inspiration is the Gata Center for the program. Now, the Gata Center, you have the police. That the way you have the police. The program is very important for the people and the country to have the police. Gata Center, you have the police. So the people are outside who enter in the radio, what they have now? So that they have before you have the police. Somebody in the community, he now have a job, know what to do, he dressing. He eating all the good food. What the man take the money? He not have money. What he take? He don't get money. Huh? He take the police uniform. Look that one that do. The man he, most in the time he said the man he take the police uniform. You that you friend, you and me we friend, before I shake you and you shake me. They say be you, or they say you try to, your brother keeper, eh? Huh? You watch me, I watch you, the security. What I do, what you do, that you consent, enter my consent. Oh no, that's not my business. I see the man with police uniform, and the man he make the IFL, you know, the soldier uniform, that boot, you not care. Either you are, you want to know, then you're provocative. That's what you say. It's not my business. The police supposed to come and do that one. The police that do all? No. So the way you can work is the police, all the one he happy in the community, in the village, in the town, in the night, in the say, humujumuku, inside, you bring it outside. That way you can work with the police. And that way you can insist the police to try to reduce the crime in the country. And security. The government, you know, before he, and I won't pay from the government. But that you country. That you, that him, that the man, and the me, we all report something together and we have the police. But we cry on the police too much. When the police, he do good job, tell the police, they have bad police and they have the good police. We agree. Nobody, he said that wrong. The bad one, you know the bad one, the police do something, the professional, the standard unit in the police here, the headquarters, and they have it there, you go. Don't be afraid. Nobody he can kill you. But when somebody do something, you put your hand in your leg. And you know, he's all that afraid. When you're afraid, corruption, he go too much in the police. Try to report that guest in the police and try to, people who you suspect he's not good, you take his complaint to the police. You don't want to go to the police, you bench him. I see something, oh, it's not right. Try to check. That's the way you work with the police. So if I tell you, I know that time, you know, time is against me. So he tried to say thank you to the Gata Center and for the inspiration. The way you help the police, that the way Gata Center and Farouk Isadin that come, that one help the police. Thank you.
The voice of our mayor, Farouk Isadin. Isadin, thank you ever so much. And he was talking about the need to work with the police in fighting crime, the need to commend the effort of the police in spite of their limited resources, the need to identify and report bad police officers as well as criminals in the community to the professional standard unit of the LMP for prompt action. And so the police play an important role in our justice system. So let's commend their effort. They have limited resources. Let's support them. Let's commend them. Yes, it has been admitted over and over that there are some bad apples. But of course, there are more good apples there than bad apples. So Isadi has just told us that we need to support their effort. We come back to our studio guests quickly as we prepare to wrap up our program. Councillor Oberle, this quarterly county attorney meeting, you listen to your colleagues there, you share experiences, but just briefly, I want you to tell me, what are some of your own challenges? What are some of the challenges you face? What are some of the difficulties you face in carrying out your duty as a county attorney?
Well, to be very, very candid with you, the county attorneys are the chairperson of the joint security of the county. And besides that, we are the representative of the Minister of Justice. We are immobile.
No vehicle, you mean?
No vehicle. Incentives are lacking For instance, when an incident takes place in a certain part of the county, we cannot reach there. When a witness is somewhere to be brought in, you know, they gave us what you call and the prosecution forms, but it's also inadequate. So we expect much more improvement for this term of court. You know, to have a job expeditiously done, all right, effectively carried out, those provisions, all right, should be given to us, all right, to make job easier. And I think we have giving our feelings to our facilitators, to see our bosses, to see how best things can be improved. All right, they are trying their best. We cannot see they are not trying their best, but we need some improvement. We need things to be effectively carried out. All right, I happen to have a case where the victim could not leave the area because there was only vehicle and so forth. I had an experience one time, the superintendent of the jail compound called me at 2 o'clock in the morning that people wanted to break the jail, right? There was no vehicle, you know. So we need to make things happen as we see things to be, you know, to improve conditions. So we expect this time around, since the budget has been passed already, know, to see that thing be much more efficient.
Okay. Mr. Humble, in your closing remark, I want you to tell us the impact that you think these quarterly meetings can have on the rule of law in Liberia.
Well, the impacts are most immediate for the county attorneys. They develop the skills that they need to do their jobs effectively. And that's what we see in the trainings. But the bigger impact isn't seen in the trainings. It's experienced in the lives of Liberians in every county. They are served better to have their head of justice in their county be well-trained, well-knowledgeable in the law, and able to carry out and prosecute cases that need to be carried out, and also having the knowledge to know what cases not to pursue. And so, yes, we have a training, we see 15 county attorneys all develop their skills and learn and become good, and that's gratifying. But if that's all the Carter Center was doing here, that wouldn't be worth all the money we're spending. It's 10 years from now, when all Liberians respect and understand the rule of law, that's going to be the big impact, because understanding the rule of law and respecting justice leads to a lasting peace. And that's what every Liberian wants, and that's what everyone at the Carter Center wants. So this is a small part of that lasting peace, but it's a significant part, and we're proud to be a part of it.
Councilor Oberle, in just 10 seconds, any last word?
Well, I admonish all complainants or prior prosecutors or prior prosecutors not to feel that justice is denied. Let them pursue the cases. Let them come. It's free of charge. No attachment. All right? Did you have the phobia, that fear that all money will be attached? No. All right? So we admonish them to come so that we can have cases.
Okay, the voice of Councillor Frank Oberle, the County Attorney of Margibi County. Earlier you heard the voice of Mr. John Hummel, the Director of Carter Center here in Liberia. The program has been The Rule of Law, sponsored by Carter Center in collaboration with the Ministry of Justice. And our own man, Farouk Izzadin, was also here on the program. He will be always on The Rule of Law. My name is Uriah Stoker. Join us next Thursday for another edition of The Rule of Law. Until then, let's together fight against crime, let's fight against lawlessness, and let's put our hands around those who have come to help us in building a better Liberia. Have a pleasant, good day.
It may happen in Africa. Yes. Everywhere you go, we don't even show love no more. A nation against nation, a brother against his own brother. Hey, and just as we keep on fighting, and women and children starving, and the youths them crying, and innocent people and dying.